True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's not coming from Brett Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
You can't count on much. You can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Stream your local NFL game live every Sunday all season long, starting at just $30 for your first year. That's like $2.50 a month. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. We are joined now by Odyssey Sports Director, all-around good guy, Jeff Hathorn. Jeff, good morning to you, buddy. How you doing today?
Morning, guys. How are you?
Wonderful, pretty Jeff. Good. Wonderful. Steelers, not so much. Was just doing some calculations during the break. We know that they're going to play Drake May, Carson Wentz, probably Joe Flacco, and then Jake Browning these next four games. Is that going to be the elixir that cures this Steelers defense that is 29th in points allowed, 28th in rushing yards allowed, 25th in passing yards allowed, 25th in sacks, and 29th in yards allowed? Jeff, what the hell is going on here?
Yeah, defense has been a disaster. I mean, let's just be real. I mean, some injuries have played a part of that. You know, as Tomlin put it after the game, attrition has played a part. But to see, I mean, it's not like they played the Bills and the Chiefs. I mean, they played the Jets and gave up 32. And they played Seattle and gave up 31. Now, seven of those you can take off the defense, but still 24. I mean, Sam looked like a whole different quarterback from week one to week two.
Jeff, how do you
Kenneth
think
Walker goes from 20 yards to 100? I mean, it's unacceptable for what you're paying and the experience you have on that side.
Jeff, how do you think they fix it? Like, what is the fix in your opinion? Like, if you're looking around this defense, is it really hoping that Derek Harmon could be, you know, that big of a splash player that he comes in and fixes this defense? Is it schematics? What are you seeing from your point of view?
Well, I guess the first one would be health, you know, getting Elliott back at some point, getting Porter back in the mix. But, man, they just got to fix some communication, some gap things, especially the middle linebackers seem to be just out of position from where they need to be. I understand the frustration, but they're just not clicking. I mean, the answers have to be in-house, and you're spending that kind of money on a defense. You've got to find those answers in-house. And I mean, TJ's got to get pressure. I mean, there's a lot of guys that need to step up defensively. I don't know how you overhaul a unit that you're paying this kind of money to. You just need them to play better and do their responsibilities. The thing that's concerning is it's the stuff from week one that really didn't get corrected much in week two. So what's the faith you have it's going to be different week three in New England?
I don't have much faith. Jeff is joining us on the Fan Hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. It's because it's not just two games. You look over the last 10 games and the Steelers are giving up, Jeff, 28 points per game. And so you go out and you get Jalen Ramsey, and he's been impactful, but he's also given up some big plays. And Darius Slay gave up a touchdown in week one. TJ Watt doesn't have a sack through two games. Now Alex Highsmith is out, and I realize it's early for this conversation, but it was 10 games before Matt Canada was let go. If this defense is putting up these kind of statistics through 10 games, do you think they would make a change at defensive coordinator, and does that even do anything?
Yeah, I mean, is it possible? Yes, because we did see it with Canada. I don't know how much. I mean, it's not like Mike is absolved himself from the defense.
Right.
So what you're seeing is a lot of what Mike wants to see. Mike's active in the defense. And if he wants to make changes, he can make changes. So you could make a cosmetic move almost in getting rid of the defensive coordinator, but you're not going to bring somebody else in. You're just going to bring somebody who's already there. You'll elevate them into a spot, and Mike will continue to have control of the defense. I mean, I think it's more this. I don't know that it's scheme as much as the players just have to execute. I mean, they need to do what they do. They need to do what they say they need to do, which is be responsible, be in their gaps, not chase plays, and then be physical at the damn line of scrimmage. And not just at the line of scrimmage, but also at the second level, at the linebacker core. Like, get off blocks. They're not getting off blocks. And I don't know much about the New England offensive line, but you know because of their coach that they're going to be physical.
Mm-hmm.
Jeff, what do you think they'd do with Caleb Johnson after his mental error?
Man. I mean, is there... is that oblique feeling sore? Or, you know, you almost wish it was baseball where you could give him a little time and maybe bring up Trey Sermon.
Yeah.
And give Trey Sermon an opportunity to be a three. But it's not that simple because you only have so many returns. I think you just give him a – I mean, at some point you have to put him back in there. You have to see how practice is for me. Don't give up on a third-round pick. But, you know, even before that, I mean, he just looks so tentative on the kick returns. I mean, he just doesn't – it's like he doesn't have confidence. He's not bursting into – like, that was one thing about Jalen. Like, Jalen was an undrafted free agent. If there was a wall there, he'd just put his head down and try to run into it. But you're not seeing that. You're seeing him kind of tiptoe. And there was even some admission that he was running tentative in the preseason. And they were trying to give him something, I think, to build his confidence. And what ended up happening is something that could destroy it.
Jeff Hathorn, our sports director, joining us here on the Fan Morning Show. Aaron Rodgers, after the game, he was critical of some guys, but I thought did so in a professional manner. And I think a lot of Steelers Nation, I think a lot of people nationally, are waiting for Rodgers to kind of pop off. But we threw the theory out there yesterday. Maybe Rodgers can be the thing, the guy that holds all this together, Jeff. What was your reaction from his press conference, your takeaway?
Yeah, I think he's probably the most recognized, most respected leader they've had on offense since Ben. And I think when he gets frustrated, they're going to listen more than, you know, shuffle off or just not pay attention. He's built a relationship with these guys, and we've seen it over the time of camp where he can joke with them, but even in camp, like he'll get ticked off with guys, or in practice, he'll get ticked off with guys, and guys seem to accept it. I agree with you. I think he kind of bit his tongue. He wasn't going to go Mike Williams early on, and he does realize that some of these guys are young and that it's a different situation and that he's directly in a leadership position. But he will get frustrated, and you saw it in the game at times where, you know, the Calvin thing in the end zone where he was pointing at him. I mean, and I don't think that's a bad thing. People might look at him and go, you know what? Sometimes these guys need tough love, and the tough love comes best from someone you respect, and they do respect him.
Jeff, what do you think of DK Metcalf's performances over the last two games, over the first two games as a Pittsburgh Steeler?
First was impactful. I thought this last game is just, I mean, it was a nice combat catch for a touchdown, but a couple of drops. He wasn't getting open. I mean, I guess credit to Seattle as well, but that's the one thing you're watching from up top. And on a few of these times with pressures, it's like Rodgers had nowhere to throw the ball. I mean, no one was open. And I mean, you could put some of that on the receivers as well. But I mean, I thought the first game he was what you wanted. And the second game, there were just a couple of drops. He wasn't there. Again, maybe credit to Seattle's defense and just the offense just in general wasn't clicking like it was in week one.
Jeff, Sidney Crosby was delivering tickets yesterday. One of my favorite things that the Penguins do, and the light is shining on Sid's hair, and he's got maybe even a few more grays than I do, guys. But he was asked, obviously, about the comments that his agent Pat Brisson had made. What was your takeaway from talking to good old Sidney Crosby, Jeff?
Yeah, I love that Sid is comfortable with the salt and the pepper there. he's comfortable in his skin. Listen, I do think he wants to be here. And he said he didn't tell his agent to put that out there, that he thinks it was his agent kind of feeling for him if a situation went awry where it was just horrible and he knows how hard he works and how he wants to get back to the playoffs. I think Sid understands the situation here and does want to stay here. But I also do believe that somewhere in the back, if they trade Raquel and Rust and this thing is just careening towards 25 wins, I think he would entertain that. But to be clear, I mean, he said he loves it here. He enjoys it. He wants to be a part of this thing. But I still think there are some factors that could crop up in the next couple of months that might alter his thought process. But, I mean, God bless him, man. The guy, he's in great shape. He's ready to go. He wants to do his part, and we'll see how this thing turns out.
Jeff, your thoughts on the backyard brawl. Do you think Pitt figures it out for the rest of the season?
Yeah, I mean, here's a week where you can flush this and try to put it behind you and go right into ACC play. I mean, they missed opportunities. There were so many opportunities. And then at the end, they couldn't make a stop. And credit to West Virginia and Rich Rod. I mean, thought they had a good plan. They played hard. They stayed in it. Dorn, this is another thing that bothered me a little in a couple of – and I forget who it was after – I think it was Lovelace that said after that, you know, they were a little rattled by the environment. Didn't like to hear that. But you could see it. I mean, at times they were a little bothered by where they were, and they got to figure that out because they're going to go to some tough environments in the ACC. It's still in front of them. But credit to West Virginia. I mean, Pitt had chances and West Virginia bowed up when those interceptions happened. Pitt couldn't do anything with it. And I think that's where the game was right there, because even though they got points, you could feel the momentum start to build with those stops, and that Pitt didn't bury them when they had those opportunities.
Do you think Narduzzi should have gone for it on that fourth down? The ultimate hindsight question here, Jeff.
Yeah. I mean, defense is, you feel really good about your defense.
And especially to that point, they had given up 14 points.
You weren't running the ball. You really weren't. And I guess if there's one thing about Pitt going forward, Dorn, to your earlier question, is they got to figure out a run game.
Yeah.
And it's got to, there's some, whether it's Goff, somebody, and they've got to get that consistent, because when you can't run when you want to, then you can't, we saw that they weren't able to finish games.
Jeff, we appreciate the time. Bunch of good stuff up on 937thefan.com. Thank you, and we will talk to you on Thursday.
Thanks, boys.
Thanks, Jeff.
All right, Jeff. Our sports director, Jeff Hathorn. You can text us, brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. You can tweet us, brought to you by South Hills Kia, Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. We hit on a lot with Jeff there, including Sidney Crosby's comments from yesterday. We will listen to Sid. We will react to Sid. It is a football Tuesday in football season. Tomlin will speak later on today. But when the captain talks about his future, you stop everything and you listen. And we'll do just that coming up next.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
There's a lot of narratives out there, and I don't think a lot of those have come from me. So, you know, this is where I want to be. I love it here, and you know, I can't keep having to answer the same question over again because of these narratives. You know, like if people want to write about that or say that, that's fine. But you know, I can't really control that. Obviously. When you lose and when there's certain things that happen, I think it's normal for that stuff to come up. But, you know, that's how I feel.
Sidney Crosby delivering season tickets to a lucky Penguin fan yesterday. The media was there. Jeff Hathorn was there. We just spoke with Jeff. The reason Crosby's answering questions about this again isn't because someone on the Spittin' Chicklets podcast was surmising that he wants to go to the Colorado Avalanche. This wasn't George LaRocque at the draft popping off and saying, "Bop, at the deadline, Crosby's getting traded." No, this was Sidney Crosby's agent, Pat Brisson, quoted by one of hockey's biggest insiders, Pierre LeBrun. So you have the biggest agent in the sport talking to one of hockey's biggest insiders and saying this about Crosby maybe not finishing his career in Pittsburgh. Quote, "It's always been a possibility, you know. It's been 3 years. Pittsburgh hasn't made the playoffs. It all depends on how Sid is going to be and how the team is going to do. I believe Sid should be playing playoff hockey every year." End quote. I don't think Sid was surprised to have to answer these questions yesterday. Sid doesn't very often get angry with the media. That was Sid kind of being perturbed.
Yeah.
But I think he understands why. And he talked about Pat Brisson in his comments. And he said he had not had a conversation with his agent prior to Pat Brisson making those comments. Just that Pat knows that Crosby hates to lose. And so he kind of went off and was saying his own thing. Look, I feel much better about Crosby finishing his career in Pittsburgh now than I did when Pat Brisson made those comments last week. But look, Crosby also talked in that very same media gathering about how much he doesn't like the idea of tanking or anything
right.
like that.
Right.
Crosby said that he hates losing. So while I am obviously always going to take Sidney Crosby at his word, I'm not going to rule out at some point Sidney Crosby changing his mind. We collectively, as media members and as a fan base, can't sing Crosby's praises for being the ultimate competitor and the ultimate winner and then dismiss out of hand that he might want to go elsewhere and try to win if you can't win here, if the rebuild takes too long. I don't think that's his intention. I don't think that's what he wants to do. I'm just saying if it goes another 2 years and they stink ass out loud, if he changes his mind, I won't blame him.
Well, I mean, so I kind of sit right here and it just sparked in my mind. Like, what does Crosby have Pat Brisson as an agent for? I mean, he gets paid the same amount of money every time that his extension's up. You know, if he wants to be a Penguin, you know, for his life, what is the point of having an agent? Now, I could see a marketing agent, those things of that nature, but an NHL agent to negotiate, I don't see any use for it, only if a great opportunity comes about and he puts it in front of Crosby. And he, I mean, you know, Brisson is probably searching or talking to teams and talking to GMs and talking and saying like, hey, like if this goes this way, Sidney Crosby may entertain and look at something that may benefit him. I know that, you know, that was kind of half joking about why he should have Brisson, yeah. But I mean, at the end of the day, like, what's the point? Like,
I do think that's pretty funny now that you mention it.
What's the, you're paying a guy whatever percentage it is in the NHL, a certain percentage to do what?
Minnesota just tried to sign a dude for $16 million a season, which would be the highest average annual value contract, at least in modern NHL history. And here's Sid just making it 8.7 every single year. Sid, I'll be your agent for 80K, big guy.
You know what I'm saying?
Like, I mean, you're just going to go 8.7 million bucks.
I honestly think, though, I know Sid's going to say that because he's going to say the correct things all the time, but I think at the end of the day, that there is some truth behind what Pat Brisson was saying. Like, I think that if the situation went so awful here, that he wanted to actually, he believes that he actually wants to win, and there was a situation where he put it in front of Sidney Crosby, I think Sidney Crosby would entertain it.
And people are going to get ticked, I know, by our discourse here. We're going to get the text, the tweets.
Oh, of course.
Maybe the calls at 412-928-9370.
Just realistic. Put yourself in his shoes.
Correct. So I believe Sid.
I believe him too, but I think that everything changes whenever things change.
Yes. Yes.
It's a part of life.
Yes. I have worked at multiple different places, multiple different radio stations, multiple different bosses, and you can have a great situation, and if you get a change with your boss and the new one sucks, I might want to spend my entire career at a place. If your boss stinks, no, you don't want to be there anymore.
Right.
Sidney Crosby doesn't have Mike Sullivan. Jake Guentzel got traded the year before this one.
Mario's
out. You're now going to have yet another change in ownership. I don't know that Crosby and Dubas have a great relationship. I don't know that they don't, but I know that Sidney is loyal to the fan base, but he does not have to be loyal to anybody in that organization. And so I guess what I am trying to say is it's a philosophy I've always had. As circumstances change, so too should opinion. And while Sid today wants to remain a Penguin for the entirety of his career, if they're winning 20, 25 games in each of these next two seasons, for the ultimate winner to go a half decade without making the playoffs and then be even worse than a team that's contending for the playoffs, that's going to take a toll on you.
If this was 5 years ago, I'd be like, yeah, he wants to be. Like, I believe that he wants to be here deep down. I don't think he's lying. Like, of course he wants to be here. But if this was 5 years ago, I'd be like, okay, like, you know, what Pat Brisson said, I don't believe that he wants to be here. He wants to, you know, work through this rebuild and see if he can help transition this next group into being a winning and championship team. But he's 38 years old. He knows his time is ticking.
Never want to play in the playoffs again?
You want to waste a year? Wasting a year is so crucial right now. For his career.
Yeah, man. I mean, realistically, we know they're not going to be a playoff team this year. They're probably not going to be in the position to truly be contending the following year. So, best case scenario, I think 3 years from now, you can maybe be a contender. He'll be over 40 at that point. So, is he going to be the same player? And is he going to wait around to find out if he ages gracefully? I tend to think a guy who takes care of himself, who's played at such a high level, is still going to be good maybe until he's 45 years old.
Okay.
But you don't know. And even if he is, I want to go 5 consecutive years without making the playoffs, where the final 2 years of that stretch were one of the worst teams in the NHL.
And you look around and you know nobody.
And Gino's going to retire at the end of this year. And Chris Letang's trade, his no movement clause is up at the end of this upcoming season. So you're going to look around. You're right. You know you don't know anybody, and you had gone however many straight years of sellouts. Now you look around, there's 14,000 people in there. There's 4,000 empty seats. They're doing the thing. They got Marc-Andre Fleury coming back on September 27th, and that is awesome. That is super cool. That's going to be the most jump in that barn is all season long, and it'll be a preseason game.
Mm-hmm.
This is the kind of thing that a losing franchise does, though.
Yeah.
Like, we're going to bring a guy in who's not going to be part of the team. He's going to play a game. Our goalies suck. You don't think you get some... Like, that's... I love it. I'm not criticizing the Penguins for it.
You're
but
being honest about the situation.
I'm being honest. They are going to stink, and their goalies stunk last year, and they're going to take an opportunity for a goalie to play in a preseason game, and they're going to give it to an old-timer? I mean, shoot. What's Tommy Barrasso doing?
Right.
Like, I love it from a fan relations standpoint, but geez Louise. Like, if I don't know, man. Maybe I don't know. I love it, but at the same time, I'm like, that is kind of like, he ain't a bobblehead. Like, they know they're not going to sell tickets.
Yep.
Maybe more on this later. 412-928-9370. Big hockey fan in this market is Southside Jake, and we're going to talk to him next. He's going to try to best us with trivia knowledge. Are you smarter than a plumber? When we come back, the Fan Morning Show is brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
what
people outside of Cleveland think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right. Unfortunately, we've been in communication with Southside Jake. His dog has run away, and so he can't get to the phone right now. Obviously, that takes priority. So Nicholas Harry Callis, he has a list of trivia questions squirreled away in case something like this should arise. All the best to Southside Jake of Southside Plumbing and Heating. We love Jake. And now, Harry, you can best us in a best of three trivia contest.
So this was the other set of questions from the ones we did before last month.
Mm-hmm.
2013 Pirates playoffs.
Mm.
Here's the first question. Many remember Russell Martin's home run after Johnny Cueto dropped the baseball in the wild card game. But someone homered before him. Which player was it?
Man Boobs Marlon Byrd.
Do you want to hear the options?
Sure.
A, Justin Morneau. B, Marlon Byrd. C, Pedro Alvarez. Or D, Neil Walker.
Man Boobs Marlon Byrd.
There you go.
Final answer?
Yeah.
You got it?
Good job.
That guy always had his shirt unbuttoned. He had some cleavage.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Marlon Byrd.
Mm-hmm.
He always had that P, too, in the middle of his chest. You could see his undershirt.
Yes, he did.
It was a cool look.
Mm-hmm.
And then he turned out to be a jackass. Anyway, you know, when he went after the Pirates. In Game 4 of the NLDS, against the St. Louis Cardinals, the Pirates had an opportunity to clinch the series, but were no-hit by rookie Michael Wacha through 8 innings, which Pirates hit a home run to break up the no-hitter and the shutout. A, Andrew McCutchen. B, Marlon Byrd. C, Garrett Jones. Or D, Pedro Alvarez.
I think it was... Jeez. I'm still emotional.
What year?
13.
2013. All 2013 Pirates playoffs.
I think it was Pedro.
That's where I was leaning to.
I remember watching that game at Kane's Saloon in Mount Lebanon and being very distraught by the way that it went. But I can't. It's not like I went back and rewatched that. I think it's Pedro because he had such a great series.
I was at the game.
You went to St. Louis?
No, it was in Pittsburgh. Game four was in Pittsburgh. In the NLDS, it's two on the road, two at home, one on the road when you're the lower seed.
Yeah, I guess I'm thinking about game five. Yeah, I take a stab with Pedro. Yeah.
Final answer?
Sure. He's making a face. Got it wrong. Oh, we're back.
Got it right. No, you got it right. You got it right. Yeah. It was very long, too. It was the longest home run I've seen at PNC Park. It was cool. In person. Okay. Which Cardinals pitcher struck out Pedro Alvarez for the final out of game five of the NLDS? A, Trevor Rosenthal.
Mm.
B, Jason Mott. C, Adam Wainwright.
Mm.
D, Lance Lynn. It's the final out of the series. It's when Cardinals won in game five in St. Louis.
I want to say Wainwright for some reason.
I can't tell you who it is. Lance Lynn for some reason is making me
perk up.
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
But we already beat Harry. We already got two out of the three. You going to go with Wainwright?
Yes.
Final answer?
Sure. Damn!
Clean sweep. I got to come up with harder questions.
Appropriately, the Pirates were eliminated from playoff contention yesterday, officially, mathematically. And look at the Reds, by the way. The Reds are sitting there at 75-75, and they're only two games out.
Uh-huh.
Like, last year, you won 76 games. You started off the season, you know, at the All-Star break. What are you, two games out of playoff spot? Like, if you had spent any kind of money in terms of hitting the baseball this offseason, to improve from a 76-win team to to improve by nine games would have had you at least in playoff contention.
If you could have fired Shelton, too, at the end of last season.
Good point.
Then if Terry Francona were interested in coming.
Yeah, that would have been nice.
Mm-hmm.
Don Kelly, 54-60 now as Pirates manager.
They're one loss away from not getting to 76-86 this season. They got their 86th loss yesterday. There you go.
It's very frustrating to me that a team like Cincinnati is sitting there at exactly 500, and their fans are having a great time. Joe Burrow just got hurt for 3 months, but Reds fans are in the middle of the pennant race. As average can be, you played 150 games. There's 12 games to go. You played 150 freaking baseball games, one up, one down, and you're two games out. It's not hard to be competitive. It is not hard to be competitive.
Isn't that frustrating, too? You got all these expanded playoffs now. You got so many teams that can make it. You got a series now in the wild card round.
Yes.
Not just a game. Yeah.
Yes. Yes. If the Pirates had a series in 2015, I say they were good enough to win the World Series. They won 98 games. Stupid wild card. Texter, Canes was in Dormont, you cake eater. You are correct. I used to get the open-faced steak sandwich.
Yes.
And the sweet potato fries. And I drank a million beers back when I was in my younger day. I was 23 years old back in 2013. I was all fat.
I was in eighth grade and I was thin. Wait, I was a freshman by the playoffs. I'm sorry. Yeah. I was thin, yeah. That was the best shape I was in when I was 14, yeah.
Ugh.
2013 doesn't feel that long ago for me.
It really doesn't.
No.
It was.
Man, it was. Texter, Jake's dog was probably bored listening to him on the air.
Oh.
We love you, Jake. Hopefully you find your dog. There's nothing worse than that. Nothing worse.
Dog just took off.
Took off. He's like, sorry, guys, chasing a dog through the streets. Your thoughts on the Buccos officially being eliminated from playoff contention. Your thoughts on Sidney Crosby saying he loves it here. 412-928-9370. At 50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Route 19 in Peters Township. Southside Jake found his dog.
Oh, good.
Thank goodness. That's a scary thing. Hate that.
Dog just took off.
Just took off after a deer, he said. He opened door, didn't see the deer. It took off after a deer. Also, Texter writes in, Crowley, you sound like Angela in Beachview.
Oh.
You like, you like that one, Harry?
That's good. I'm amused by your voice. So I like all the jokes.
So the Pirates have been eliminated from playoff contention. We'll get hot and heavy into the Steelers with Trey Essex coming up in about 7 minutes here. You've got Don Kelly at 54 and 60. Do you think that Ben Cherington is going to keep his job?
Yes.
Do you think that Ben Cherington's going to keep his job?
Yeah.
We all think that Ben Cherington is going to keep his job.
I don't want him to keep his job, but that's what's going to happen.
I don't think any of us do. And he might be a wonderful man. I take no joy in anybody losing their job except for Matt Canada, and I regret my celebration over the top on the air. But this is year six. The last 2 years, you win 76 games. This year, barring a miracle, you're going to be worse than you were the last 2 years. And, hey, even if you finished with exactly the same record, this year was worse than last year because you were eliminated from playoff contention officially yesterday, but you were 12-26 at one point. You were never in it. You were never in it. You lost the opening series to the Marlins. You've never been in it. They can't bring him back. Yet I feel like because they have been more competitive with Don Kelly, significantly more so, in fact, than they were with Derek Shelton, which doesn't have to feel like it was 8 years ago.
It really does.
I think that's going to be the justification. Mm-hmm. That plus the young pitching staff, which I am excited about the young pitching staff, and Connor Griffin getting drafted by this administration, I think it keeps him around for at least one more year.
You're absolutely right.
So how the hell are we going to get excited for next year? We won't.
We won't. No.
Texter, can they give Chris Fowler a day off? He sounded like Crowley last night.
That's what I heard.
Yeah. My man Wes, who I went to the game with, he did a podcast I listened to. His voice is fine. You know why?
He's a man.
Oh. I was going to say he lozenged.
Lozenged.
Throughout the game. Mixed in a lozenge or two every quarter.
He probably didn't rip darts.
Oh, that too. You think the cigarettes had something to do with it?
Yeah.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah.
You're probably right.
You don't think so? I mean, that's literally what it is.
Smoking mixed with illness, a lot of driving, football atmosphere. Yeah, it's probably a lot of crying. Smoking definitely was part of it.
It wasn't a lot of crying.
You cried throughout a whole song. In the stands, holding another gentleman.
Crying does weaken your immune system a little bit, yeah.
You're swaying back
that
and forth.
That is not true.
You're swaying back and forth with your arms around two gentlemen crying.
Go ahead, finish looking it up. Does crying weaken your immune system?
Some studies suggest that crying may temporarily weaken the immune system by increasing the release of stress hormones such as cortisol.
Bang.
These hormones can suppress immune function.
You owe me an apology.
I'm sorry.
I mean,
I cried.
I still want that screenshot.
I don't know if I want to give it to
you. Why?
I cried like a baby.
You need to release that to the world. Craig would want you to do it.
Yes.
Do you know that when you saw me, I was tearing up during Country Roads.
Yeah.
The second Holstein's pass sailed into, I don't know, the 17th row. No offense. I burst into tears. I burst into tears.
Can you send me the picture?
No. Trey Essex, what is wrong with the Steelers? A lot of ground to cover for a 15-minute segment. We'll do our best with our guy Trey Essex when we come back. Fan weather, though, first is brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. Beautiful sunny day today, high of 82, except Harry wrote it's not going to be sunny, it's going to be overcast, and he's probably right because he already was right about one thing this segment that I was wrong about. So an overcast day, 82 degrees, the high.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.